Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 434. I've done too many tonight. Along here with me is Connie, Practical Magic 9.
Hello.
And Tom, your friendly neighborhood atheist.
That's me.
And we have Atheist Ranger joining us now on staff.
Hello, everyone.
Yes. So just so you know who that new voice is.
The new handsome voice.
Yes.
New sexy voice.
That's that voice. Yes. So just in case I jump through this microphone and start attacking Atheist Ranger, you know, you'll know why. he's got that hot voice. So we just got done with our last one. I'm gonna kill my light so I can actually see. Anyway. See, if I actually had kept with my numbering system, we would have made this would have been our even show numbered thing, I guess. I don't know. I'll figure it out one of these days. So, all right. Let's see what we got for the. We're gonna have. I think this is gonna be a regular longer week. This is a long month. I think that we got like 5 weeks this month. So, yeah. So this will be a regular longer show.
Okay.
Oh, Atheist Ranger, I apologize. I got to get you into the Dropbox, don't I? Send me in the Facebook there. Send me your email address so I can put that in there so you can get all this crap.
Oh, sure.
You do have Dropbox, do you not?
Yeah, I was just going to type it in the Facebook thing there.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. I just want to be sure you had it before I went to add you to it. That's all. There we go. So we're looking for a hot news story for tonight. So who's got a hot story that they think would be a good story for our top story here? Mm. Don't everybody talk at once now.
I was just thinking the exact same thing.
Well, I mean, there is something that went on in my own state just a few weeks ago.
Sure, what is it? Bring it on.
Well, give me 1 second to bring it up here. Apparently, some official in the lovely state of Vermont is being criticized for not standing up for the pledge, and she's an atheist.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. Yeah. Apparently, select woman Rebecca White. Apparently, that's the woman who's being criticized.
Do you want to drop that in the side chat bar so we can so we can all take a look at that?
Yep, no problem. And of course, she's being criticized by the Christians who attended the meeting.
Ah, of course.
Vilified.
Yep. There's a link to it by the chat box.
Okay.
The devil made her do it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, by the way, Atheist Ranger, if you could put more links in there, type like a period or a dash or something, and then hit return, and then type more. Then you put more links this way; it keeps them all separate. Otherwise, it just makes a big garble on the side there. Just so you know.
Oh, you mean if I plan more than one story?
Yeah, if you plan more than one story on the side there, you like type a dash or a period or something, and just hit return, and it comes through again. Okay.
Oh, no. Well, I mean,
wow.
The story did say that she stood, but she didn't say the word.
Oh, this is back from February. This is back from February, though. This is way too old.
Okay.
This is way too old. It's a good story. It's a good story, though. I mean, we can still talk about it here, but it's too old of a story for us for the show. Wow. Oh, at least she's in the local government, though. That's good. That's the fact that she's good. But she stands for the pledge. She doesn't say the words. She doesn't have to. It's a fucking pledge. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, they're just fucking words.
And there's no law that says you have to stand or even say it.
Yeah, there's no law that you have to say it or even stand for this shit. You know, if the thing is, the Jehovah's Witnesses, they're allowed to opt out because they're not allowed to take pledges because of their religion.
Oh,
Wait, shit.
The bus driver who told.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. I wondered if I remembered. I did hit record. I was sitting here going, wait a minute, did I remember to hit record? Damn, this fucking time change. It's messing with my head. Mm-hmm. Was that Connie? I'm sorry, you went all spaghettified on us.
I was just noticing a couple stories below on the front page of Hemant's bus driver who told child that God disapproved of his two moms.
Connie, you went all spaghettified again. I'm sorry. I have no idea what the hell's going on. We were clear just a few minutes ago.
It's just an update.
Okay. Oh, it's an update. Let's hear the update. You got the update?
Okay, well, the bus driver who told the child that God disapproved of his
two. That was weird.
Well, you... wow, okay. That's...
Okay, so it's not just me then.
No, I'm not.
Okay,
I'm
thought it was just my on my end.
Okay, all right. Let me see if I can find it. Connie, you there? I think we lost Connie.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay, we lost you completely.
I'm here.
Okay, we lost you completely.
Okay,
there.
I'm just gonna drop. It's just an update.
Okay. No, I found the link here. I found the link. Did everybody else find it, or I could just link it in the chat window here? There. I sent the link out. Oops. Now I just got to find the page again. All right, I'm sorry. I'm sitting here reading it like our listeners can read my brain here. Yeah. The driver Valletta saying that the child said God doesn't like that, and the boy wouldn't get into heaven because his parents were of the homosexual. He gave the business card to the Jehovah's Witnesses. Okay, all right. Well, that's really odd because as far as it kind of mentioned this last week on last Friday. That the Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe in hell. Do they believe in a hell? Because why would this person say that they're going to go to hell if the Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe in hell? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
But she's on paid administrative leave?
Which is bullshit.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean, okay, when they say they're on leave like this, well, I think she should be off without pay, personally, but they might have a union or something like this, and that's the reason why that she's on paid administration leave. So if they have a union, that's the only way they get that. Otherwise, they'd probably say, you're going to stay home for whatever reason until we get this sorted out, and then you're going to miss out on your pay for that day. So... Well, at least they're suspended away from children anyway.
Yeah.
But I do like what the article says. It's precisely what they should have done right from the beginning instead of waiting for too long here, you know?
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good. I saw something else here. Actually, where is it? This wouldn't be more. I don't know if you guys would want to talk about this for like the Onion news. It's more of a kind of a darker story here. A pregnant Texas woman, age 19, who aspired to be a model, she was killed by a train while having her photos taken on the railroad tracks. You can almost file this one under Darwinism.
I never understood how people can get hit by trains.
Well, you'd be surprised. They move pretty fast. A lot of people get
I hate that guy, but I just don't get it. There's tracks there for a reason.
Yeah, I understand that.
And they don't move that fast.
Well, no, they do. Oh, actually, they quite do. Actually, they move quite a bit.
And people are amazingly unaware of their surroundings.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Especially nowadays on phones.
Yeah.
Here, I'll put the link in the chat window. There you go. Oh. And the thing is, she was also pregnant at the time. Frazina Thompson attended Blinn College in Bryant, but wanted to put her education on hold to begin modeling. That's definitely what she wanted to do. Hankins Stevenson told the newspaper it is what she started to do the day she was deceased. She was standing by two sets of tracks when BNSF railway train approached. According to the paper, she moved out of the way, but was apparently unaware that the Union Pacific train was coming in the opposite direction. So she was sitting, uh-huh. She was standing like in the middle of two tracks, and she's like, "Oh, here comes the train from one way," but she was unaware that the other one's coming from the other direction, and ran into her. So yeah, don't get your photos taken near railroad tracks. That's the stupidest thing you could ever do. You don't.
Yeah.
Don't do this. She was.
Why the photographer survived?
What's that? Yeah, it looked like the photographer survived. Either that, or she had a camera set up and she was doing it herself. You know, put it up like on a tripod or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Selfie stick.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't holding a selfie stick. She was. Looks like it's further out, so it gets off like a full shot of her. So I'm sorry. That's a little bit of a darker story. I was trying to find some interesting stories.
Well, I'm sure you guys all heard about that Alabama theater that's not going to show Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, I've been hearing about that. What's you got a story? You got a link on that? Let's talk about that for a minute. Drop that in the sidebar if you got it.
I don't have it with me. I can search for it.
Go ahead. Sure, go ahead. I got another one that's a possibility for an Onion story here, because I'm looking for weird new noise. I'm looking for weird noise, weird news all the time. McDonald's employee jumped out of a drive-thru window to save a police officer.
He did what now?
He jumped out of the drive-thru window to save a police officer.
Be funnier if it was through a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru window.
I know, right? And this
would be funny if it was to a strip club.
Yeah, and the thing is, here it's Florida, because you know, if it comes out of Florida, it's funny. The Pedro Villora, I don't know how to pronounce this. Villoria. Villora. The employee noticed something odd when an off-duty police officer and her two children pulled up to receive their order. The officer seemed to be having trouble breathing when she came to the drive-thru window to grab her food. In that moment, I would rather save the woman's life, told WPLG. She was like, she's like inflating her neck, like trying to breathe, and like, and basically I thought something was going wrong. You think? Surveillance shows the car pulling away and running into the median. The police officer was unconscious at the time. Her kids were screaming, "Mother, mother, stop it. Mother, what are you doing?" He jumped out of the window. He literally jumped out of the window and raced to the car. He ordered the children to call 911 and headed back to the restaurant to get more help. The off-duty firefighter performed CPR. A firefighter was happened to be at the McDonald's that day also. He performed CPR in the automated external defibrillator machine external defibrillator machine to bring the woman back to life. Oh, wow. That's freaky. McDonald's saved a life and took so many others that day. What are you saving them for? They're just you saved her from a early grave from eating McDonald's food.
Mm-hmm.
Tom's got a new story. Is this the story we're talking about doing for a story, Tom?
Well, this is old new. This is a transgender beauty pageant in Thailand, which actually happened several months ago, last year. Uh-huh. But because the king died, they kind of put the whole thing on hold. I think it's news because it's something that nobody's probably really hears about at all.
Okay.
This is a Thailand, which is very, very conservative.
Yeah.
Has the largest percentage of transgendered people.
Okay.
Which seems odd. And you look at the women in this beauty pageant, and they're all gorgeous.
Yeah.
And people who think transgender, like, oh, it's, you know, they're choosing to be that way. If you look like this and you're a guy, I choose to be a woman. I mean, these I think it's a good story because most transgender people, when they make the switch, they look the part. I mean, they, especially, you know, women who trans or men who transition to women.
That's a guy? Wow. She's hot. All,
well, they're not guys now.
No, but I'm saying.
But they're all boring boys.
Yeah, okay. Well, she's hot. I mean yeah, honestly,
they're all gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, every, you know, I've seen several videos of this, and they're all, you know, gorgeous women.
Yeah.
And they're all boring boys. And it's like, more power to them.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, they've made the right choice. And there's a lot of people. I mean, there's some people that are obviously don't quite.
I'm looking at like the third or fourth picture down, and where they're like kissing her, the crown winner. You could kind of looks like the guy, the ones on the left and the right.
Yeah.
You could tell by the jawline that they were both they were both transgender. They are both transgender,
but you can tell by their behavior and just everything about them is so feminine.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing masculine about them, and why people would have. You know, say, oh no, that's unnatural. Like, I don't know. It seems pretty natural.
You know what's unnatural? Tattoos. Tattoos are not natural.
Do you know who Buck Angel is?
Buck Angel?
No.
I've never heard the name.
He's actually a porn star, but he's a transgendered male who still has his vagina. He did the whole switch, and he is like the manliest man. If you look at him, he's all man. He is 100% man, except for he never got a penis. He was born with a vagina, and he kept it.
Not everybody fully transitions like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, people who are transgender.
It is fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
They know what they are, and for people to argue with them. Say, oh no, you choose to be that way.
You know, it's funny how we decide to divvy up the rate our species by saying if you own this type of genitals and this other type of genitals, you're one thing, and if you're the other one, you have the other one. You're the proud owner of another one.
Yeah.
Then you're that one.
Yeah.
But you know, you tell anybody, it's like, oh, you choose to be gay. Okay, you choose to be gay. Do it for 5 minutes. Go ahead, try.
I've told that to people. It's
takes about 5 seconds to figure out that you can't choose to be.
Right. Well, they don't play it that way.
Or I suggest that you chose to be heterosexual. To somebody who's have a problem with.
Yeah.
Yeah, they try to backplay this thing. Well, I chose to be this way. Mm-hmm. It's like, really? Then show me how you could choose to be the other way then.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what he says is like, so you're normally gay. But you chose to be straight. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I got to remember that one.
Like I said, try to flip the script on him a little bit because it's like, wait, what? What? Oh, okay. No, I was born this way. Sure you were.
Sure you were. Show me that you weren't. Prove it to me.
Show me that you can,
I sometimes make straight guys uncomfortable because I'm fine with my sexuality. I have no problem, you know, saying certain things, which I know will make them uncomfortable just for the fact is that I do it for comedy. And
I've threatened my sister. Well, not threatened my sister, but I told her next time I go down to North Carolina, I'm going to use the women's restroom. And if anybody says anything, it's like, hey, I was born with a vagina. The state says I got to use this bathroom. So what are you going to do?
Oh, no. Okay, finally found a link to that story.
Okay, did you drop it in the side there, please?
Yeah, it's right there.
Okay.
Which, again, is the most stupidest thing because it's not even surrounded by this character. The character LeFou.
Oh, yeah, LeFou.
Yeah, supposedly there's a gay kiss or a gay moment in.
Well,
people are up in arms.
Attracted to Gaston. And even in the con can see it. There is nothing new. Because it is more overt in this film, I guess. I guess that there's I don't know if it's Malaysia, there's another country in Asia somewhere that they're not even going to get the movie because Disney's refused to give them an edited version where LeFou is cut out. This part's cut out. They're just like, yeah, no, you're not even going to get the film. Forget that.
Yeah, they'll probably, what they'll do is they'll get it offline somewhere and then they'll just edit it themselves and then they'll put it up.
And Disney will come down on them like a ton of bricks.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, the owner had like a statement on Facebook. And this is her statement. Her statement was, if I can't sit through a movie with God or Jesus sitting by me, then we have no business showing it.
Well, then that would be every fucking movie ever fucking made.
Yeah,
exactly.
I bet you this fucker would be willing to, during whatever, the 80s or whatever, when the horror movies were the big thing, I bet you was sitting out there playing horror movies left and right, didn't have a problem with that.
What happened to Thou Shalt Not Kill?
Yeah. Oh, that's just pretend. Well, so what? Because, are you saying that people in real life don't kill? Get the fuck out of here.
It's like that blogger mom who's, not only is she says, no, why can I take my kids to see this new Beauty and the Beast movie? She canceled their $6,000 Disney Florida vacation over this movie. And she's going to take her kids to Branson, Missouri. I'm sure they'll love you for that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's their money.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta go.
Okay, Tom. We'll find the stories. We'll put them in the Dropbox for you, and we'll get you on for Friday with us. Okay.
Okie doke.
All right.
Adios.
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 I'm looking at the comments on this, and this knuckle dragger here says 2 to 3% of the population and it degenerates have to be in every movie, TV show, or whatever in the media there is. Sickening. Fuck you, Dick Lack.
Yeah.
Next one's even better, though.
Alabama, we have no problem with bestiality, but we have forbidden a gay person. Oh, Jesus Christ. No, I'm sorry, Connie. I didn't mean to step on you there.
Oh, no. And then the next one. But we feel free to show shootouts, car chases, stabbings, muggings, murders, because they don't harm our children in any way like a gay character might.
Right, exactly. That was my point, exactly. Yeah. That was exactly my point.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason Voorhees decapitating people. That's not going to harm your children.
Yeah.
Christian Mingle. Now there's a horror movie, right?
I had one of my exes made me sit through that, and man, I hated her for it. Like, why the fuck would you make me watch this?
I had
and I torture myself. Yeah, well, when I watch that stuff.
A lady I used to date a number of years ago convinced me to watch Joe's Apartment. I am still I'm still reeling from the nightmares from that. So,
pretty much as far as hot news goes, it was what I had found before the meeting. Sorry, just trying to amid healthcare battle. Trump takes a moment to attack Snoop Dogg because there was the music video and Snoop and there's a clown that looks like Trump and Snoop Dogg has a Looney Tunes moment where he holds up a toy gun and the little flag comes out, goes bang. And Trump, within an hour, tweeted about that was wrong. You know, I'm going to copy the link.
Okay.
Because evidently he was trying to say that, you know, this had happened in Obama, then, you know, everybody be mad about it. And there were a lot of effigies of Obama being hung from a tree and set on fire, everything else. And that just is what it is. I mean, people feel the need to, this is just mockery.
Yeah.
But so let's see, where did I put that? That's gone.
Actually, I have a better story than that.
Okay,
Alabama theater. There's actually, an Alabama church or an Arkansas church that wants that wants to create its own police force.
Oh, we covered that story. We covered that story.
That's a good one, though. Yes.
Yeah, it was a good story. We covered that a couple weeks ago. Apparently a pro wrestler came out as bisexual after a video with his boyfriend hit the web. Well, okay.
Huh.
I'm looking at this one from Connie here. Donald Trump just cannot get over not hitting on people, you know?
Yeah. Well, he takes everything so personally.
He has thin skin.
You know, the thing is, mm-hmm. if we're looking at the rest of the world is looking at us and going, okay, all we need to do is just piss this guy off. We just need to say something really stupid and we can piss this guy off. I mean, I heard that, it was probably from a few days ago, but apparently North Korea was saying some shit that they're going to be, they'll go to war with us if we don't stop like some kind of joint venture with South Korea's military, you know, like a joint work session, you know, so we work together. And if you don't, he'll try to start a war on us or our allies.
Yeah.
On this, okay, it's from a, okay, there it is. It's from a music video. I'm seeing a little clip here. It's a little GIF that's it's going back and forth.
Yep. I see. It's just a little comic gun. Bang. Excuse me. And he's not even dead because, I mean, at the end of the video, you see the Trump clown is all kind of chained up. He's standing there and Snoop Dogg and one of his backup guys are passing a joint back and forth together, and Trump is like, well, can I have, you know, he's reaching out trying to have some. They're like, no, you can't have any. And
I think it would probably be better if Trump got some weed, maybe he'd be a little bit more chill.
Silly Trump. Weed is for grown-ups.
Yeah.
Let's see, and now this is more of a tech story.
Okay.
But here we go. Nearly 500,000 U.S. doctors warn that climate change is making us sick.
Somewhere, you know, it's very interesting that we had a chance, or I had an off-chance conversation with somebody. There's that one religious group that Tom and I are in that's on Google Plus, and I like to post the atheist memes there to piss them off. And I've been going back and forth with this guy about climate change. He's just like, well, do you believe climate change is real? Because you should be questioning that too, because of what the meme says. You know, it says science questions everything, religion doesn't question anything. It's like, well, why aren't you questioning climate change? So I've been going back and forth with this knuckle dragger.
Says we're not.
Yeah, huh.
Exactly.
I, you know, just because I accept that it's real, I don't know that all of the conclusions being drawn about it,
right,
are accurate. But then again, I don't even know. I'm not even sure what we can and can't really assert. But the fact is that there is something going on, and
right.
It's more dangerous just to not do anything.
Right.
Really? Yeah.
I'm looking at this. Wow. Okay.
But at the same time, it's like there's climate change scientists, and the problem is not a lot of people trust them, not a lot of people listen to them. But there are effects of climate change which actually do affect us, mm-hmm. like asthma or the intense heat, or there's an increase in bugs that, you know, mosquitoes and ticks, things that spread disease. And so that's why doctors are banding together to people to pay attention to climate change. Major, this is right above a graphic, mm-hmm. Down further on the page, to get 12 major medical organizations to come together like this is rare. It doesn't happen often. It only happens when the stakes are really high. Physicians are just trying to speak out about their own observations and let everyone know this isn't just climate scientists. Physicians who have a really close relationship with the public than scientists generally are seeing this, and they feel concerned and really responsible to speak directly to the American public. The graphic is really nice because it breaks it, the U.S. down into different sections, and then you have your codes at the bottom. Yeah, extreme temperature, outdoor air quality, extreme weather events, food-related infection and agriculture, wildfire. So, and it shows you this is exactly how it's affecting us. It's harming our health. So I think that's really, I just thought this was really neat that doctors are banding together to try and bring out climate change.
Yeah, you know, I was looking the ones that for my area here, it's actually got several different ones here. Extreme temperatures, which we are been having. I mean, a couple days, well, it was just like last week, we had like 40 degree temperatures. And then all of a sudden we get hit with a fucking blizzard. And then we got, we had like a snowstorm come through here just like this last Monday. And today it's like normal temperature, like 30 degrees in the 30 degree range. But it was like, it was 5 degrees this morning when I got up. And now we are expecting originally supposed to be a snowstorm. Then it turned into supposed to be freezing rain, and now it's snow again. And they just can't keep track of this shit. It's changing too fast.
Yeah.
Water related infections.
Alaska, the temperature, to know that for several years they've had wildfires up there, and they haven't had as much snowfall. It hasn't been as cold mm-hmm. When it should have been.
Right. Apparently out in Hawaii has been having flooding, hurricanes, storm damage, and drought.
So
wow, that's
let's just, see.
I like this story. I like this as a possible top story.
I said it.
What do you think, Atheist Ranger?
Okay, so.
Huh.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, it's very interesting. I put another one in there in case you didn't see it.
Yeah, I just saw it now. Let's see here.
Oh, I didn't mean to open you. There we go.
Wow. Okay, we're probably going to get a little video here because it's trying to play here. Trying.
For me? I had pause and it opened new. And it froze on dolls. Thank you. All right.
Oh, there I got it muted. So this way. Speaking of muting.
Silencers.
Gun silencers, yeah.
Yep.
Been one of the mostly tightly regulated firearm products in the United States since 1934. Now Congress may eliminate those restrictions, which everyone agrees could mean millions more silencers in the hands of gun owners. Good grief! I'm getting an echo from somebody.
Yeah, sorry about that. Some ad was playing.
The debate was whether the benefits more silencers would outweigh the costs. Silencers, also called suppressors, are restricted under the National Firearms Act, alongside weaponry like machine guns, sawed-off shotguns, and shot-off shotguns. Federal regulations impose high barrier to purchase. Buyer must pay a $200 transfer fee, submit to fingerprinting, and pass a federal background check, and process that can take up to 9 months to complete.
Now, the next sentence just fucking irritates and made me so angry.
Okay, lawmakers say they push to end those requirements and thereby making silencers more easily available, about protecting the hearing of the gun owner exposed to high volume blasts while hunting or target shooting. Because, yeah, we'll just...
That's what hearing protection is for, right?
Right.
Yes. Where are the fucking headphones?
Yeah, that you have a headset thing you can put over your head, you know. Yeah, I can't fire my gun without my headset on. Without... Well, then you shouldn't be able to go hunting then if you don't want to... You're worried about the noise of the gun. Fuck these people. And they're called, I love the name of the bill. I love the fucking name of the bill.
Yep, so do I.
Hearing Protection Act.
Oh, my God.
Who would want to turn down protecting the hearing? People who build it protect hearing. That sounds reasonable.
This is just, once again, how fucking corrupt our fucking political system is. You have clearly the NRA buying Republicans again.
Wow, this is such a... Oh, wow.
And out of that, I actually went to college for criminal justice, and I know for a fact that silencers make it harder for law enforcement to identify the bullets.
Yeah.
To know what gun was used.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do they distort the bullet when it's exiting the gun?
Yeah, it distorts the bullets, which makes it harder for law enforcement to identify the bullet and obviously identify which gun was used.
Really? That's interesting.
I did not know that. I didn't know that suppress were illegal. I really not that gun law, so.
They're not really illegal. They're just like tightly, tightly restricted for obvious reasons.
Tightly restricted? Okay. I never thought about it. Oh, my God. Crazy.
I didn't know that it deformed a bullet. Now, that's interesting. I did not know it deformed a bullet.
Okay, now I'm looking back again. This is federal?
Yeah, this is a federal.
This is a federal law?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, looks like we got two good competing stories for our top news then.
Well, we could do the climate change for the tech if you wanted.
Okay.
If you wanted. Since it's kind of science and everything.
Oh, no, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Okay. That works for me. I really like this story. Thank you.
You know what? That's a good idea. Let's use this one for our top story then. And then we'll use the climate change for our tech story. Now I just need to find our religious story. And then we need to find it. And I mentioned a couple of them at the top of the hour there. Not the onion ones. We can find a funnier one. Those other ones are kind of that one with getting hit with the train was a little dark, but you know.
Let's see. I think we already talked about those Christians who ran the gay cure boot camp.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just happened to hear
that they were jailed.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I heard that the father, quote unquote, father of gay therapy, you know, to get people to change from gay to straight, he died.
Yes.
Good.
Yep.
What was the name of that site again, Connie, where we keep finding that the religious stuff? I keep forgetting the name of it.
Free thinker,
thank you.
Actually, I have, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Freethinker.com?
.co.uk.
Okay, here's one from Patheos, but I haven't fully read it. I just saw it.
Okay.
I had a couple from Freethinker. One that I forgot to read. Secular Muslim warns against predators of liberty in the UK. I didn't read that one. And then Vicious Christian Cure Boot Camp were jailed. So 20 years each.
I didn't hear that last part there. You went all spaghettified on me again.
20 years of jail. Founders of a. Here, let me just drop it.
Thank you.
Again, this is on the Free Thinker.
Okay.
But. Dot.
Oh, there's the Beauty and the Beast out of Malaysia again. There's that story. We could probably that's a nice.
Oh, it was Malaysia. That's where it was. Yeah. They're not even going to get one.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. Okay. Vicious Christians who ran a gay cure boot camp were jailed. See, was the part I kept. That's the part I kept missing because you kept getting spaghettified because of fucking Google.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Google, for fucking up our show. Certainly, he was sentenced 20 years in jail on 3 counts of aggravated child abuse. Pastor William Cott. Above the Sane Youth Foundation in Alabama had a heated exchange with a reporter from ABC News. His hostile reaction to the reporter was shown by ABC News 2020 last night in a special investigation on the gay cure camps operating in the United States. The report said that hundreds of these camps were run by hundreds. There's 100. There's 100. There's 100 of these fucking things. You know what? I take it back. I take it back. We need those silencers.
Me too.
I take it back. I want the silencers. I want less restrictions on silencers. I need to do some house cleaning. I'm kidding, everybody. Fucking chill. Everybody fucking chill your pants. I'm kidding. The report said hundreds of these camps are run by pastors and preachers who use the Bible and sometimes the belt and try to change children from being homosexual or bisexual to heterosexual. That's not a fucking choice, you motherfuckers. The Blessed Hope Boys Academy, that doesn't sound gay at all, is run by a Christian pastor, charges, get this, $21,000 a year.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah. I'm still getting an echo from somebody. Atheist Ranger, do you have like on speakers there or is like headphones?
Do I have headphones? Yes.
Yeah, because you're gonna need those because those echoes are driving me batshit crazy.
Oh, I didn't know it was me. Give me a second.
All right. Anyway, it says it's going against the word of God. It's not biblically right. Bullshit. Who fucking cares about the god fucking book written by fucking homophobic men from over 2000 ago has to say about anything?
Homophobic men who were entirely obsessed with foreskins.
Yeah. That's exactly. They were really obsessed with foreskins.
Wrong show. That's Tat Ban.
Yeah, that's Tat Ban. By the way, a new episode dropped today. By the way, I think I put the timing on that wrong. I think I was meant to do that for tomorrow, but I think I set it up for today accidentally. So that's my fault, everybody. So if you got an edition Wednesday edition instead of on Thursday, that was my fault. I didn't put the date on there right. So, oops. That's what happens when I move the days around.
Yeah.
It was reported here that today's Thursday. No, today's Wednesday. Today, what the fucking day is this? Today's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. Fucking days. They keep happening one after the other. I can never keep up. He was given 20-year prison sentence to serve consecutively for the 5 counts of abuse. Nice. Young cohorts, William Knott, the boys instructor at the facility, and Alicia Moffat, the girls instructor, both received 20-year prison sentences as well. Cha-ching. I am glad that they both got... All right. Usually, and Connie, you agree with me on this, that sometimes when they have the guys get sentenced, it's usually more harsh, and the women generally will get a lesser sentence for the same shit. This one is an equal split right down the middle, 20-20.
Yep.
I like that. That's that they did both did the same fucking problem, and they did the same, and they got the same sentence. Good, good, good. I like that. That's fair. That's a fair. At the trial,
I agree.
At the trial, five former students spoke out the mental and physical abuse, and received at the facility. The abuse involved everything from isolation and handcuffs to forced nudity and excessive exercise. What does excessive exercise have anything to do with sex?
Well, I think it's
an energy all.
Wear them out.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I wish this was the end of all of those camps.
I wish it was too. If we would have had a different president, we probably could have put an end to these kind of things here. But you can just know that this is not going to get better. This is going to get worse, unfortunately. I like this as a religious story. This is a good find.
I'm liking the comments too.
Sometimes I wish these Christian bigots would change from gay cure to fascism cure. The way two sets of violent twerps would be kept occupied. Criminal gangs extorting money from stupefied, bigoted Christian parents who don't have the courage to admit that their child is gay. Parents who use these schools need to be treated harshly by the law, too. I agree with that. Any parent that signs their child up to child correction by violence needs to be locked up, too.
Well, they should at least be
fined or
some kind of
take the
watch list. Yeah, because this is a child endangerment.
Mm-hmm.
It's abuse, and
Today was not the day parents stopped trusting their children to clergy. Perhaps tomorrow. I wish.
Yes, Trevor. Yeah, I know.
Let's see. So these thugs are in the slammer, but the torture of the kids goes on. It disturbs even to think about the suffering perhaps perpetrated in the cause of Christianity in these camps. I expect that the arrival of the grisly Trump can only encourage these Christian thugs. I was pretty much saying the same thing, just like not more than 2 minutes ago. Thank you, Baroga.
Yeah.
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 I like this as a religious story. It's nice to see. Okay. You know, we get a little pushback because we usually post about stuff that's going on and we haven't been able to do anything about it. It's just get the word out there. But I like the fact is that we've been able to at least stop one of them.
I would suggest if you want to also lead into this, make mention of the gay therapy guy dying.
Yeah, if someone could have a link to that, it would be great. That'd be a nice list there. A nice segue into it. All right. Let's see here. What do we got left? We've just got our Not the Onion, and we got to do a Pope on a Rope this week.
Pope on a Rope, but I thought it was a Trump tweet.
Trump tweet's on the short show.
I don't think. Okay, Pope on a Rope.
Oh, that reminds me. Shoot, I got to get that. I got to get that one to you, too. Here, hold on here.
What one?
I was talking to Atheist Ranger there actually because I gotta get him into all the drop boxes here.
Right.
That's the. There we go. I apologize. All right here. Okay. Yeah, Atheist Ranger, you should be getting you should be getting two links from me. You should have gotten the other one by now.
What link are those?
It'll be in your email.
Okay, got you.
Okay. I can do this from my phone. That's nice. AT. Oh, there we go. Okay, you should be getting emails from me for both those folders, because we have two different formats for the different show styles that we do. So you should have those in there. Let's see here. Oh, Connie, which reminds me, we need to make a new ad for for our friends up in Canada.
Okay. For the brainstorm?
Yeah, for the brainstorm podcast. Thank you.
Okay.
We need to write.
I'm looking at HuffPo Weird News right now. Okay. So.
Sure.
The McDonald's worker is one of the top stories there.
Yeah, that's one I saw there too earlier. This is another one that's a little bit darker. Woman admits to killing popular drag queen with silicone injection. And it's from Florida. A woman who posed as a medical professional has pleaded guilty to injecting four people with illegally purchased and improperly used silicone, resulting in one victim's death, is scheduled to be sentenced on May 8th on 8 felonies related to Letitia Hall's November 2015 death. An autopsy conducted after Hall's death revealed her lungs were congested with silicone, and tests detected the substance also in her liver, heart, kidney and heart, brain, and spleen. Hall, who was a popular drag queen in Atlanta area, was injected 10 times with each in her buttocks.
Sorry.
Well, she wanted to make her ass bigger. And a medical examiner, Roberts, punctured a blood vessel with one of the injections. The substance traveled through the bloodstream to her lungs and other vital organs, eventually leading to Hall's death. The news outlet reported. Previously reporting, the Atlanta Constitution Journal revealed that Roberts had purchased 178 gallons of liquid silicone from Arizona between 2004 and 2015 and had it shipped to Florida and Virginia. Prosecutors said she falsely swore that it would not be injected into humans. Jeez! At least three of the other victims are still alive currently.
Oh, my gosh. Packard.
Yes.
This Dropbox thing, is that going to does that cost money to sign up, or is that
no?
Free?
It's free. It's free.
Okay.
Gotcha. Oh wait, you don't have Dropbox?
I do not.
Okay, here, don't sign up yet. Let me send you a special link because it helps me out. Here, hang on a second. Hang on a minute. Just give me 2 seconds here. But you do have to do a full procedure. You have to install the app on your computer or whatever. You have to do a finalizing on it. And then once it's done, then I get credit and I get more Dropbox space for doing that. So give me a minute. I will send you – I'll give you a special link on that. It's basically free. You can sign up for it. Connie has signed up for it so she can get more Dropbox space because of all the stuff that we do here on the show. But you don't necessarily have to. Hold on a second here.
Let's see.
Come on. Sorry, my computer is bogged to fuck to hay. Come on.
Oh, stupid commercials. There. Ha ha ha. All right.
My computer's gone off the rails. There we go. Jesus.
Okay, there are three stories on HuffPo besides the McDonald's one.
Okay.
I've shared a minute. The first
on.
One.
Oh, my God.
Mom pulls gun on other mom and son.
Say that again, Connie. You went all spaghettified again.
Oh, they're just in the chat room there.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to get into my... Jesus Christ, this goddamn fucking computer is fucking pissing me off. let's see. Come on. All right, hold on a second. I apologize. This thing takes... My computer sometimes will be fine 1 minute, and then 2 minutes later it'll be fucking crazy ass crazy balls.
Don't worry about it.
All right, here's the link in the sidebar there. When you go to sign up, use that link, and then just follow all the instructions there, and it'll... That way, if you sign up for it and you put, like, there's a program, you put it on the computer so you can, and you got to sign in with it. As soon as you sign in with it, you're good to go at that point. And then I get credit and I get extra free space.
All right. I'll be doing that later then.
Cool. Thank you. Appreciate that. So, anyway, human suction cup? I like suction cups.
He almost looks like Matt Dillahunty. Matt Dillahunty's slightly more retarded. Oh, that's a bad word. Sorry. Special. Cousin.
Wait a minute. Who's more special? I'm still getting an echo from somebody here. One?
I don't know.
One?
I got headphones in. I can't see.
I'm getting an echo. I got an echo from somebody.
It should be me.
I've got headphones in, so.
And it's not from. Yeah. It's not bleeding back for myself here. I have no idea where it's coming from at the moment. One? Two? Atheist Ranger, just mute your microphone just for a minute. Just mute. Can you mute your microphone at the site there for a second on the Google Hangouts? Okay. One, two. No, Connie, I need your. Well, it's not me. Connie, I need you to unmute yours so we can eliminate you right off the bat.
Okay.
One, two, one. Yeah, Atheist Ranger, it's you. Oh, wait a second. Wait. One. Wait a second here. One. Oh, no, it's gone again. What the fuck? Well, whatever. Did you turn off your external speakers, by the way? All righty. Let's see here. Let me get back to the human suction cup there. Oh, my God. One. I'm getting an echo from somewhere. Wow. Keaton is known as a human suction cup. Thanks to a rare condition that makes... I'm getting... Is someone playing something in the background?
Nothing.
I'm getting this audio from somewhere. Huh. Anyway, I apologize. I'm just like, it's very distracting. Let's see here. Makes things like bottles, cans, phones, pads of paper, and other objects stick to his skin. The 47-year-old Chicago-based sideshow artist calls himself a real-life X-Men-type person. He travels all over the world, showing off his tricks he can do with his unusual epidermis. He even owns a Guinness Book of World Record for the most drink cans placed on his head using air suction. Well, that's not a power. Awesome. It was set in January 2016 when he stuck 8 cans to his skull. Everything sticks to me as long as it's got a hard surface and that can stick to me. I used to date a lady that was like that. She kind of stuck like so. YouTube channel featuring humans doing extraordinary. Or he's like told the Wizard of Odd, a YouTube channel featuring humans doing extraordinary things. Most of the time, when I'm walking around, people can think the cans are of glue are magnetized. That's why I use a lot of aluminum and plastic, so none of it is magnetizable. Well, I hate to say, but plastic can be, but it's called static electricity, which will make it stick to you. So I'm just saying. Some of his most impressive stunts, including pouring drinks out of bottles and cans stuck to his body. Okay, yeah, that's more than static electricity. That thing's got water and it's like holding it up. There's this GIF going back and forth here, where it's literally he's pouring like half a bottle of water off of his head. Yeah, that's not magnet. That's not magnets, and that is definitely not static electricity. It's not that strong. Static electricity is not that strong. Masturbation for this guy must be really intense.
Yeah. Oh.
Because it shows him pouring a beer can or something from a something literally onto his palm of his hand here. His palm is flat, and it's pouring it right. It's like it's sticking out, like it's jetting through his hand or something. So, like I said, masturbation must be a bitch. I like this story. I like this story. It's funny. He kept his stickiness a secret until about 18 years ago after he shaved his head. It was so hot that day, I was trying to cool down by holding a pop bottle to it. But then the team hit a home run and it let go of the soda. And I tried to grab the ball, but I missed. And I was like, where was my drink? As it turned out, it was stuck to the back of his head horizontally, and the drink was pouring out. Everyone was laughing.
Oh, God.
And people like tossing shit at him, and he's like, and it's like catching at his hand, sticking his hand.
Oh.
Whoa, this is including that his body is unusual in another way. His body temperature is consistently 100 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'm still getting that echo. I am still getting that echo. All right, I'll tell you what, we'll just figure out what the hell is causing it here in a minute. I'm not sure why this skin is like that, but it's definitely not sick and it's in fairly good shape. That's his doctor, Dr. Win Mint.
Huh.
Win Mint. He does look like, he kind of does look like Matt Dillahunty, though.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Human body never ceases to amaze me. I like this story. It's a funny story.
Oh, good.
Let's go with this. Let's go with this. We're going to have like 4 people on. So with Atheist Ranger being on with us on Friday, me, you, Connie, and Tom, we're gonna have 4 people? 4 people.
Nice.
Hey, this could be the next step in evolution.
Yeah. All right, for our Pope on the Rope this week, let's see here. I got to... come on. My computer is bogging. I can't scroll. I can't get to my Pope on the Rope file here. This will be our sixth Pope that we'll be covering this week, or this week, this year for the show, anyway. Let's see here. Oops, that's the wrong folder. Oh, my computer's a bog the fuck. I can't do anything until everything's...
Oh, excuse me.
Connie, do you want to pull up the list of the popes there and see who's our sixth pope?
I have the wrong page. Know your popes. There we go. Visit page. I was looking for the file. Sorry, I'm trying to find it.
Okay.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
What?
I'm on Twitter right now. Someone posted something. Apparently there's a Flat Earth International Conference.
A what? A Flat Earth International Conference.
I'm not playing.
A Flat Earth, a worldwide conference, a global conference on Flat Earthness.
Yes.
You can't make this stuff up.
No. Sadly, you can't.
Oh, I can screen share it if you want.
Sure. Well, yeah, that's fine.
I think I found where I need to. Wait, is it the wiki or is it the blog spot?
It's the blog. It's the blog page. Because they have all the pictures.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, got it. Okay, I thought I had it in my file folder.
It should be in that listing in there.
So
there we go.
I had to go to the Dropbox, but I thought I had it on my computer and it didn't take me there.
Yeah, I had to go to the other computer because my other computer is still loading up the text file here. Let's see. Come on, scroll. And I just scrolled past him.
Decamping back to Rome, the papacy hit its true low point in the Renaissance. Church historian Eamon Duffy compares Rome to Nixon's Washington, a city of expense, and account horrors, and political graft. Sixtus the Fourth, who funded the Sistine Chapel, had six illegitimate sons.
Oh, wow.
One with his sister. He collected a church tax on prostitutes and charged priests for keeping mistresses, but critics argued that this merely increased the prevalence of clerical homosexuality.
Wow.
So that's Sixtus, S-I-X-T-U-S.
I wish they had put a tax on them fondling and diddling children.
Think of the money they'd raise, right?
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
The Pope would, or the Vatican would be bathed in gold if they did that. Oh, wait.
Too late for that.
Too late
Golden
for that.
Golden showers.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what I was talking about.
Okay, I'm not seeing it here on the Google Hangouts yet. Oh, there it is. Let me pull up your screen here. Flat Earth International Conference.
There we go.
Jesus Christ. You people, those flat earthers are fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
People are like the tweet other from Mr. Oz. Thank you, Mr. Oz, atheist. People are coming from all over the globe to attend this.
Yep.
All the other planets, I've said this before, all the other planets in the solar system, a ball, basically. But the Earth, no, it's a frisbee flying through space. Whee!
Yeah. Oh, man. That is awesome.
Oh,
that's,
my gosh.
That's hilarious.
That's funny.
That's fucking hilarious is all shit. Funny. All righty. Well, we got our popes. We got our we do have our onion story, do we not?
The human X-Man suction.
Yeah, the Mr. Suction Cup. Yeah. So we are. Right, we got. I think we've got all our bases covered then.
Yes, we do.
All right. Very good. All right. We will be back on Friday. So come and check out. We'll talk more about all these stories then, and we'll give them a little bit more in-depth look at. Now we can actually read them, and give you our better take on this. So come then at 9 p.m. at youtube.com/packetpokesat, and we'll see you then. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.